ACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today marks 15 days since the White House started its 15 days to slow the spread coronavirus campaign. President Trump says those guidelines are being extended.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
The president on Fox and Friends this morning, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Fox the food supply chain's strong.
These people are coming to work where many people are telecommuting. Those people who are providing inputs, the farmers and ranchers who grow the food are there. Those who process that food are there. And they're the real heroes, just like your health professionals.
The city of Moscow and Russia joining others around the world on lockdown to slow the virus spread. In Phoenix, Arizona, a police officer is shot and killed. Two others are wounded, responding to a dispute between roommates. The suspect was shot and pronounced dead at the scene. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to News and Views. I don't want to leave Cooper hanging, so let's go right to him. Hey, Cooper, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
You were saying that everyone that gets $1,200 is going to owe about $6,000.
It's added to the national debt.
Yeah, their share of the national debt's going to go up to $6,000. Hey, but you know what the good news is?
Please.
Our grandkids are going to pay it.
You're right. You know, it's almost, we've really done something amazing, Cooper. In human history, you usually feast off whatever your father or your grandfather or grandma, your grandparents and ancestors built. You hopefully build off that, but you also consume some of what they gave you. But now we've managed in our society to not only take from our ancestors and eat a lot of it as well as build off it, but also steal from our children and their our children's children. It's amazing what we're doing.
That's exactly right. I mean, our grandparents and our parents, for the most part, left us much better off than they had been.
Right.
We are the first generation who is leaving our grandchildren and great-grandchildren much worse off than we have been.
And, you know, the real kicker is I don't think anybody, even the well-intentioned, I don't think anybody knows quite how to get out of this problem.
No.
We got to make our best effort, I think,
well,
do our level best. But
Yeah, I think the only hope, and it's, you know, maybe something to it, is to grow the economy so that the GDP grows enough that the debt is not as large a proportion of it.
Yeah, I think that's
and
the
that's
best
possible.
Answer.
That's possible.
It is.
It is possible, but I don't think with the politicians that we have guarding our money.
Those poltroons.
Oh, no, if they are an example of what we're going to have to depend on, we're in bad shape.
Yeah.
And it's getting more clear every day. One quick thing, and I'll let you go. I am a little encouraged. I've been tracking six different countries on their rate of growth of new cases, and for the first time, all six turned down in one day.
Oh, wow.
It has started leveling off, but yesterday, every country reported a lesser amount of cases than they had the day before.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
So, hope it's not a blip. But if it is, this could come down. And we're still going to have a lot of people dead. But it could start tapering off very fast once it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully. Though there are some weird stories coming out of China.
Yeah.
I'm not even tracking them because you can't go by their numbers.
Right. Okay.
That's absolutely true.
France, Germany, Spain, Italy, England, and the U.S.
Okay. There you go.
Every one of those countries' rate of new cases dropped yesterday.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to tell you, but anyway.
It happens.
Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you, Cooper. Appreciate it. Got to hit another break here. Talk to Ray Bowles from Brattville Carpet. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to join the conversation.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very warm day ahead of us with a high temperature at least, I think, in the low 80s today with a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low temperature 61, risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the 10 o'clock hour here on News and Views, so that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Man, I am glad to be back at work. I can tell you that Friday was exhausting.
Mm.
But we did have a great fish fry. Man, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes exhausting things can be worthwhile.
Absolutely. So what we're doing is we're asking everybody to call us with what's going on and let us come to your house with the samples. Let us bring everything to you. If we need to get you in the showroom, we'll do it by appointment to keep it down to a minimum of two people in the showroom at one time. We're washing our hands. We're cleaning the showroom constantly with Clorox and doing everything we can to protect our customers.
Well, I expect nothing less, and I've gotten to know you here, and I know you're looking out, and this is what makes our small business owners here around the River Region, but you in particular, great, Ray. Folks, again, that's Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. I highly suggest that free in-home consultation because they are coming to you with the samples, following all the COVID-compliant procedures necessary to stay sanitary, but they've got flooring products and even, you know, more than flooring products, options for every budget, varieties and look and what the product actually is, whether from carpet, hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile. They do it all there at Prattville Carpet. So y'all be sure to call Ray at 285-8117.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Ray. And folks, also be sure to tell them that you heard Ray talking to Joey and Eddie here on News and Views. Got to hit another quick break. Really, truly open up the second hour here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public, so it's going to be called Drive-Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive-up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive-up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Marguerite's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You know, Nancy Pelosi says I'm fiddling and people are dying. But at least I can fiddle like this. Bet you can't do this, Nancy.
You know she can't.
I mean, and I only had to train for a week or two.
Incredibly ironic that someone who held up the bill for 5 days now is flipping the script on Donald.
It's crazy. That is actually what Nancy Pelosi said. As Trump is fiddling, people are dying. Really? That's the message today?
I see him in front of the camera every single day giving updates. I don't know what else people expect him to do. Is he supposed to be in the laboratory developing the antivirus?
He should have used his time machine.
Well, I have seen him in action on the time machine.
Yeah. It's just so irresponsible. Here's what I'm talking about, folks, with Nancy Pelosi. She was on with Jake Tapper. Here's the full answer. To one of the things she, like, where the quote comes from.
Okay.
On with Jake Tapper. Listen in.
Denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delaying getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. And now I think the best thing would be to do is to prevent more loss of life rather than open things up so that, because we just don't know. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start.
Yeah.
Before we can evaluate what the nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did this president know about this? And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's...
Sounds like a Russia thing again, buddy.
But as the president fiddles, people are dying.
Chicken little crap.
When did he know it, Joey?
It's not enough that people are actually unnerved and a bit fearful, but to use their damn fear and anxiety to score political points. Screw you, lady.
Amen.
Damn Chicken Little filled with Botox.
Oh, big time, man.
I wonder if you filled chickens with Botox, would it make them like more muscular? No, that would be, that's a different hormone.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Jim, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. For what's going on, how despicable.
No, it's Democrats in the media, Jim. For instance, top of Drudge Report, I can't believe that idiot sold this place. Fauci projects 100,000 to 200,000 dead. You see that headline, you're like, even with everything we've done, 200,000 people are going to die? When you actually hear what Fauci said, if we had done nothing, 100,000 to 200,000 would have died. It's a lot different than this damn headline staring me in the face. I'm tired of these folks.
Yeah. And it's another thing they're doing now, if you'll look on there, every time a famous person dies, it's coronavirus complication.
Yeah.
Which is not, the coronavirus did not kill them. They had cancer. They had, you know, even cancer doesn't kill you. You don't die from cancer. You die from when you have a person has cancer, all their other problems in their body is what kills them.
Yes.
You know, organ failure and other things. But you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's just, I just ignore that junk. And I was going to ask you about last night. They had this in-home concert thing. I don't know if y'all watched it. I'm just glad that I grew up in the 50s and the 60s and in the 70s when there was real music.
I didn't.
And there were really talented people that knew how to sing, and not Billy Eilish, whatever the crap her name is, sitting on
Billie
a couch.
Billy Eilish, yeah.
Eilish sitting on a couch with this guy, and she's sitting there going, I mean, where in the world is the talent in this country?
I thought Billy was on the phone with me for a second.
I mean, give me Grand Funk Railroad.
You know what I did last night? I didn't watch what you're talking about. But actually, I found it is, you want to prove to people that His Royal Badness, the Purple One Prince, is a guitar god, you can find it on YouTube for now. They might take it down. 2009 Montreux Jazz Festival second show, late show.
Yeah.
It's like at 90 minutes. It's just a tour de force. It's
really?
Freaking remarkable. And the guy's like, he was possessed that night. And it's guitar work on top of guitar work. You talk about talent, Jim. That's what I did last night before I went to bed, and then I
read
some of the news and was like, damn. Yeah.
That was the biggest waste of Fox's time. I guess they didn't have nothing else. But the thing that got me was Mr. Elton John saying, we had a situation like this back in the 80s, and we did. Let me tell you something, Elton. AIDS has nothing in common with this stuff. You know, maybe social distancing back then probably would have prevented AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
actually,
you don't get AIDS by walking in the Walmart and somebody coughing on you.
Right, but also back then, I think AIDS was an even worse foe in this sense, that it was constantly mutating. Actually, of all people, you know, was running the response to that, at least at the government, it was Dr. Fauci. And Fauci predicted millions dead. And really, it should be a testament to American healthcare that you took what was going to kill millions without any sort of treatment at all, and it's now essentially a chronic disease people can live with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a testament to American ingenuity right there.
Yeah. It's just, you want to see something really you can... You know, in times like this, what people really are like, or what people really are, and, you know, all these people, all our celebrity people, now that they're having to do their shows and stuff from their homes and junk, they have no talent, most of them. They're just plain old ordinary people that just bloviate. You know, look at, I was just scanning through the morning talk shows here just a minute ago. The View. They're coming from their homes, and talking about. They can't do this. They've got to be in a group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To worship each other together, you know, and do all that. Now that when they're having to do this stuff, ad lib it like this. They don't talent at all.
Especially with a lot of actors and actresses, there are some that are interesting people without a script, but man, some of these folks, like, especially when it kicked off with like the Imagine video they put together, like Gal Gadot. When in a time of crisis, how much better that even in your sultry voice you go, imagine there's no heaven. Yeah, that's really uplifting. Come on.
In the late night talk shows, they're gone. Who wants to watch? You know, if they can't do it, they got them. Talking from there, who wants to watch that junk when you guys coming from his house talking to people? I mean, it's just, you know, people are going to have to actually get out and do stuff with their family. That's that's the thing. People are doing, people are communicating, and these people don't have any real friends or anything, so they just kind of sitting in their little mansion, sucking their thumbs, I guess. But anyways, I'm just, This thing, you know, is going to turn around, and I hope we come back and confront these idiots that said all this stuff, especially a Hillary Clinton. What a despicable thing to come out and say America first. What was the purpose of that? What a mature thing to do for an old hag like that. You know?
Right.
How mature? I bet her family's real proud. Yep. And this person wanted to be our president.
Well, that's part of why she's not president.
Right.
Is she would say things and people would go, damn, I don't like her. Right. Even Democrats I know are like, man.
She outgaffed Trump. I mean, Trump says things people go nuts about, but Hillary says things that you just can't ignore.
Well, it was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it, but we all do it, Eddie. Thank you for bringing it up. It was only locker room talk. And by the way, Bill Clinton did things that were much worse. I talked about it. He did things. And Jim, Eddie, we have those women here today.
Yes.
Man, that was brutal. That's uncomfortable. I've watched it recently. You go back and watch that and go, oh, it's still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But Jim, I got to run. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, take care,
y'all have a good day.
Bye. Goodness. Yeah, as Trump fiddles, people are dying. Thanks for that message of hope, Chicken Little Nancy Pelosi.
What was she doing for those 5 days?
I try not to get political.
I'm sorry, I just...
Try not to... But isn't this a great performance? The Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable.
You're down with that. You
know. You're not down with that?
You know, it's all right. I'm more... I'm hooked on the Here Kitty Kitty right now, so...
You need to stop watching Tiger King, okay?
I'm fixing to go in for a second round.
We got to hit a break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on News and Views. 272-9228.
Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or Badminton, Red Rover, or Croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com where memories are made and promises are kept.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark, and alongside me in the studio is Eddie Bader. But look who it is on the phone,
Eddie. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
My co-host, Jack Campbell, is on the phone. Jack,
how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing,
Jack?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm, you know, trying not to be COVID Campbell and staying out of the fray of everything and wondering what the hell's going on.
I know. Now, I know you got some things you want to get off your chest. Did you hear my conversation with Chief Finley at all this morning?
I was not able to do that. It's kind of been crazy around here this morning, but tell me how it went.
He put me at ease. I asked him straight up, were there things going on before this order that made y'all move towards doing this curfew? And he said, yes, there are these house parties, what he called cruising parties. People are hanging out, a bunch of folks in like parking lots or driving around together, kind of a caravan, and they wanted to stop that. That was one of the main things they were worried about, as well as folks who don't listen or follow the news at all. So it's like part of what they're doing now is just informing people if they are out doing that sort of thing. They're not looking. He said, for instance, if you're a single vehicle going somewhere, you're not going to be bothered unless you know you look lost and you're parked somewhere.
I still think some. I mean, if they knew where the house parties were, they could have broken them up. But I think it was, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't agree with it. But that's all right. I'm not running the show. I don't think there ought to be house parties and all that stuff and cruising parties. That's fine. Go bust those up. But I just didn't want it to be like what's happening in Tuscaloosa.
And I don't think it will be, but inform folks about what's what happened there.
Yeah, Mayor Walt Maddox, the guy that Cavi beat like a rented bill governor, who didn't even carry his home county of Tuscaloosa. I think he's maybe two-term mayor there. I think he'll be up in 21 or 22. I don't know what year the election is, but y'all remember he ran for governor as a Democrat nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's trying to enforce a 24/7 quarantine for 2 weeks in Tuscaloosa.
A 24/7?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That means if you are riding down the street at 10 o'clock in the morning, unless you're going to the hospital, to get gas, to the grocery store, to the pharmacy, to fetch food. Those are the only reasons that you can be out and about in Tuscaloosa, Alabama right now. And apparently they boasted yesterday that three elderly women, the curfew went into effect at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon, as of about 6, they were, I don't know if they were bragging about it, but saying that they had arrested three elderly women who had violated the curfew. Mm. And we were sorry to do it, but, you know, drastic times calls for drastic measures. And so I think there was like a $500 fine. And listen to this, 180 days in jail if you're caught violating the curfew. That's 6 months.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this isn't Nazi Germany. It's Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right.
I mean, I think it's absolutely insane. Of course, that jackass Walt Maddox is all over CNN for being a visionary, as you might imagine. And he's loving the publicity. And it's ridiculous.
Well, I've learned, Jack, from the national media in particular, that if you're a Democrat, like mayor or governor, and you really crack down on people's movement, freedom movement, then you are, like you said, a visionary. You're looking out for the health and safety and well-being of your population. But if you're Donald Trump, who suggests quarantine for, say, like the Northeast, then you're a tyrant and a dictator, at least according to
Trump. I know. This double standard in this country has gotten so far out of hand that it's not even funny. It's just ridiculous.
And folks should notice that Trump's kind of floating things, but he issued a travel advisory from the CDC level. They did extend the social distancing plan and, you know, less than 10 people sort of meetings until April the 30th.
Yeah.
So, oh, happy day.
Well, someone told me last week that State Marshall had intimated that doing these curfews and these shelter in place and all this stuff is not constitutional. So, you know.
Based on the Alabama Constitution?
Right.
No.
The United States
Constitution. I don't know. I guess that's right. Yeah, maybe so.
What I saw was the Alabama Constitution. There was only two counties that they could actually do that in. And I thought one was Jefferson and one was Mobile, but I might be mistaken.
Okay.
Well, and that might be the use of the word curfew as opposed to quarantine.
Right.
There are different things allowed by different counties and ordinances.
But I can't imagine who Walt Maddox thinks he is. I mean, that is just, to me, it's just crazy. I mean, people driving down I-59 that may pull off in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
To get gas or whatever.
I wonder
if they're going to be subject to being questioned. Or if they already pulled over three elderly women yesterday and took them down to the jail, I don't know. They have to post bond. I don't know exactly what happened. It's just insane.
It sounds insane. It sounds incredibly Barney Fife-like.
Yeah. Well, thank God it doesn't sound like that's coming to Montgomery. After talking to Chief Finley, I mean, his whole point, and you got this impression too, Eddie, they're not looking to give extra work to officers, so to speak.
Right.
They're more the whole goal was to keep resources and not have to go break up a bunch of house parties or cruising parties that were happening. And he said the good news is people seem to be complying. And the smaller groups that aren't, they're not looking to crack skulls or give out fines or put people in jail. They're looking, at this point, now it's just been added on Friday, to educate people. Hey,
inform, yeah.
After 10, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, you shouldn't be grouping together more than 10 anyway. That sort of thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, at least it's just a, like, 8-hour-a-day curfew.
Right.
Or 7 hours, what, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yep.
And there's some local ones too. Prattville's got one. I think Selma has one. So it's kind of growing.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, how about we go to the phones here? We got somebody waiting. I can conference y'all.
Okay.
Later.
Sure.
Flower
sure.
Child, welcome to the show. You're on with Jack Campbell, myself, Joey Clark, as well as Eddie Bader on News and Views.
Jack, it is so good to hear your voice.
Thanks, Flower Child. How you doing?
I am doing well. You know what it is. Trump's approval rating is going up on the handling of this virus.
Right.
So then
absolutely.
The Democrats have to inject fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then totalitarian things. I think it was the governor of Michigan said, you shall not give hydroxychloroquine.
Exactly.
You know.
That's crazy.
She is not a medical doctor. And there was even somebody was saying, it saved my life. And I also just read where... actually, let me back up a little bit. I called a pharmacist and a friend talked to their son that's a radiologist. I wanted to know why healthcare workers like doctors and respiratory therapists and nurses and first responders, why aren't they on this anti-malarial antibiotic combo prophylactically? Mm-hmm. I mean, that stuff is so cheap. And but the conservative treehouse just stated this morning that the FDA has given an emergency approval for the use of the drug.
Right. And who are these political types to stand in the way of somebody's doctor saying, hey, I think I should try this?
You know, I mean, it's a cheap cure. Instead, they want to...
Are you talking about doctors taking it
yes.
as a preventive measure, as opposed
yes.
to a... Does it work that way?
Well,
I don't know.
If it'll kill it when you got it, I don't see why it wouldn't work.
We're still doing studies, but some early signs are showing that, yes, it can work as a preventative, prophylactic measure. I just like saying prophylactic.
I know you do, and it's all confusing, man.
But
now, you went to Auburn. You didn't go to Troy.
War Eagle. They're hoping that it slows virus production. It may even help with the viral shedding, so it could work as a prophylactic measure.
Well, it's just the thing of it. They all want us to be vaccinated, and they want to come up, you know, with this expensive medicine when they've got a cheap thing, and you know... And, of course, it was how dared Donald Trump, who's not medically inclined,
mm-hmm.
which I agree with, come up with something like an anti-malarial drug that's obviously working in France and other, you know, European states where they don't have to go through the FDA. But I was,
yeah.
you know, I had to have lots of different shots when I worked in the lab just to keep from getting hepatitis, you know. So why not... You know, these frontline people, they're right in the face of that disease.
There you
go. Jack, I owe you $10.
And why is that?
I lost the bet. Is the address to the station Wall Street or something like that?
No, it's actually 100 Dunn Point.
Shut up, Eddie. Yeah, it's 4101 Wall Street.
Well, I looked it up because I'm going to send you $10. But
was it over the election?
It was whether Trump would support one person over the other.
Yeah.
And you're not. Please don't talk about TT. You've
Tommy
given him
Tuberville.
Ah.
Well, let's just say this. I didn't have any inside info. I know that much, but. I couldn't see him not getting involved, and he has. So, tell you what, you save that $10 and give it to a charity of some kind.
Well, and, it'll go to the Humane Society.
A great charity.
That's a great place.
Shut up, Eddie.
It's a great place.
But,
for it to go.
I would like to talk about Nancy Pelosi and her $25 million that went to the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that one... ruffled my feathers. The voting really ruffled my feathers. But
wasn't it a voice vote?
Yes.
It turned out to be that way, yeah.
That poor Massey guy.
That can always deny.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't part of that voice vote. I didn't say anything. Hmm. And, of course, there's no video to prove otherwise.
Right.
But and they know that.
I learned this, that 3 days before Barack Obama was no longer president on the 17th of January, he appointed Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett to the board of the Kennedy Center. He appointed Ben Rhodes.
As is Richard Shelby's wife, Annette.
And the... Ben Rhodes got something, and Angus King got something up there from Maine. You know, he's always that independent. But Trump has put John Voight and Mike Huckabee on the board of directors. I don't know who's on the trustees versus the board of directors, but that's why that money was pork.
Well, in my opinion, to water that bill down with environmental measures like airline emissions and awarding Kennedy Center $25 million when the country is facing an economic crisis to help our citizens. I hope to God that people remember that in November of this year when they vote their asses out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even after the Kennedy Center.
If we don't take over the House, we are screwed and tattooed for the next 4 years or 2 years at least.
Amen.
Well, and Flower Child, we got to run. Appreciate it.
Okay. And it's so good to see, hear everybody's voice. And
Take care, Flower Child. Stay comfy and safe.
Bye.
Take care, Flower Child. Bye.
Yeah, Jack, even after the $25 million went to the Kennedy Center, the National Symphony Orchestra, all the musicians got laid off. As of April 3rd, it'll be their last paycheck.
Right. It's like it was a setup.
It's just, it's amazing. As people really are coming together, you're seeing some amazing innovations, people on a personal basis
absolutely.
Looking out. The government continues to be as bad as it was, if not worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal.
Well, it's hard for it to get much worse, but...
Well, every time we think that, Jack, you see another headline that you're just like, I can't believe it. I was telling you, it's like a dream. Who would have thought even a month ago we'd be in the situation we're in now? And you would think at some point our government would step up and do halfway the right thing. And I just don't see it happening.
Well, this has been the most insane, this whole thing. And I know a lot of it is like, it couldn't have been prevented, at least in this country. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing has been so unbelievable. I mean, from day one, that something that could originate in some small part of China is all over the world now.
Yeah, it's much smaller world than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. But how many have they defined how many cases are dire? And how many are mild? Is there any kind of statistics on that? I've not heard it.
No, they don't. I don't see breakdowns like that very often. Mm-mm. You occasionally get that, and here's how many people we've tested. And the good news is that even though they're, you know, making the sample of who they're going to test, people with very serious symptoms, a small percentage of them are actually coming back positive. The number the news keeps putting up is total confirmed and total deaths.
Yeah.
That makes everybody feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how many people in this country have died so far?
2,572.
Only 2,000?
Yeah, a little over 2,500. And I would want to see the breakdown of, is it COVID-19 itself, or was it somebody who was already, you know, on death's door? So.
Yeah, well, I would like to know, how does that compare to the flu statistics every year?
Right. And we actually might see less deaths generally, not because we've necessarily mitigated the problems from COVID-19 and the coronavirus, because people are not driving as much. The regular flu is not getting caught as much. So you're seeing worldwide deaths go down because society stopped.
Yeah. We're at a standstill.
So maybe we should all just stop. Every once in a while. No, this is unprecedented. We got to hit a quick break here, Jack.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. Hold on for me. But first, you know who this hour is brought by? Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage.
My girl.
567-4223.
That's right, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. They're still working over at Alabama Home Mortgage, though they're working remotely. But they're getting people in queue, in line, for when those mortgage rates start to decline as this market comes back, which I think that day is coming. They'll have you ready to go if you're looking to refinance as that market recovers. Or if you're looking to get pre-approved, the housing market, Eddie can attest to this, housing market's still blowing and going.
Still blowing and going big time.
People are still looking for homes, trying to sell those homes. So if you're going to buy and be especially a first-time home buyer, go ahead and get pre-approved.
Get that pre-approval letter. Yes.
And then, especially in a time like this, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are great with helping out. Well, those first responders, as veterans, they have something a little extra special, especially for you first responders, a $500 gift card at closing for any police, fire, or emergency medical personnel. So Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, they're looking out for the River Region. I'll give them a call. Again, that's 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Because, Jack, there is
a difference in mortgage lenders.
There is indeed, folks. Alabama Home Mortgage, y'all check them out today. More news and views when we come back. Jack's going to hold on the line here.
Hot dog.
Sure.
And the legislature's going to jump back into town here for a little while, Jack, it looks like.
Well, that should scare the you-know-what out of it.
Indeed. We'll be right back. More news and views after this.
Warm to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Johnson & Johnson says it has made progress on a vaccine to prevent the coronavirus. The product could be ready early next year. Human trials will begin in September at the latest. If it's successful, it would be affordable and would be sold on a not-for-profit basis. The housing market improved in February before the impact of the virus. The National Association of Realtors says contracts to buy previously owned homes rose 2.4% last month from January. A lot of people may be working from home in sweats and yoga pants, but still, athleisure company Lululemon Athletica says its business is weaker than a year ago. Market Watch says analysts are confident that its plans from before the coronavirus will put the company in an even better position than it was before the pandemic. Online sales are up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Do you approve of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic? The big media and Nancy Pelosi are blaming him. Now you can let America know your opinion about President Trump. Vote today in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word VOTE to 39747. That's VOTE to 39747. And Newsmax will share the poll results with Congress and the media. It takes only a minute. So text VOTE to 39747 and let your voice be heard right now.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very warm day ahead of us with a high temperature, at least, I think, in the low 80s today with a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low temperature 61, risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, if you'd like to get on the program. My co-host, Jack Campbell, is on the phone lines. He's, you know, sequestered at home. COVID-compliant Jack Campbell.
COVID Campbell.
COVID Campbell.
Yeah, but in the good way.
I shouldn't say that because then people think I'm, you know, I have it. I don't have it.
No, you're just your usual stuffed up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess sinuses, allergies, whatever.
Yeah, the pollen is getting to a lot of
pollen. Mm-hmm.
Pollen's killing me, man.
Yeah, I think pollen is the culprit for a lot of folks out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have long in this segment, but I wanted to bring to people's attention, Jack, and this is from Alabama Political Reporter, the news side of that organization a couple days ago, that the Alabama legislature will be back in town March the 31st this week to do some very quick work on constitutionally required stuff. So the
like passing a budget?
Yeah, the ETF and the general fund, yep.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to come back, let me see, maybe April the 28th is when they'd come back.
So they're just going to pass the budget and then go home?
It sounds like it.
Like
or
it, yeah.
What's the quote? Or other other needed, you know, essential, necessary legislation. So I think it's just going to be the budgets and they get out of town.
Yeah, well, grab your wallet while they're here.
No, no. Oh, it's like every election is an advanced auction on stolen goods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think KIV last week, I don't know if y'all heard this, but she and Will Ainsworth kind of got into, who's the lieutenant governor,
yeah,
got in kind of a public spat. Ainsworth, I think, had sent a letter to the state coronavirus task force about, you guys aren't doing enough, or you guys are not taking this seriously. Anyway, he was critical of the fact that the task force really hadn't done much. And she took him to task saying, well, you know, what? She basically said, all these people who are complaining really don't have a right to complain because they haven't done anything themselves. And I think Porter said, are you suggesting that the lieutenant governor, you know, is in that category? She basically said yes, yeah, without actually saying yes. And I don't know. I thought it was, you know, it just shows that these damn politicians have such thin skin.
Mm-hmm. Missy, and, can you believe this crap, Missy?
Mm-hmm.
Where I know. I mean, really. You know, Kay, you sure didn't mind stepping out on a limb to take away the people's right to vote and have an appointed school board. You didn't mind stepping out on a limb and supporting a gas tax that nobody other than lobbyists and members of the legislature supported. But then when you get a little criticism yourself, you want to be all defensive and pissed off. Mm-hmm. That ain't how it works. Sorry.
Well, Jack, I'm just seeing this here in this story. A disinfecting station will be provided under a canopy at the rear entrance. Well, can they just keep that there? I think that'd be good for the politicians.
You mean hose them down?
Yeah,
you
well,
I'm thinking de-louse them.
No, you could never get the slime off those guys.
Hey, we can
there
get
be
a,
no way.
We can get a good pressure washer in there and give it a good shot, man.
Well, I don't know. I just don't trust that crew. I mean, that just that whole school board vote, it just cracks me up that, you know, Del Marsh was so for it. The governor, they were so for it. And it goes down like 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did they expect? What do they expect when you try to, and it was basically a hoodwink job.
Right.
You know, we did it the right way in Montgomery County. We ran good people and ran bad people out. That's the way to do it. If you don't like the school board, Kay, well, then go find some candidates to replace some of the dead weight up there on the state school board. Don't change the whole system.
Well, and the state school board's so subject to constraints by the legislature that it's kind of like passing the buck. Most of the action's right. Either local school board or the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And I might remind the governor that she is the chairperson of the Alabama State Board of Education.
Right. Missy, can you listen to this crap on the radio? Like, anyway, and real quick before we hit this break, Jack, I didn't know this is as good a time as any to bring this up. Happened 3 days ago on the 27th. You remember how Lead Academy got in some hot water at the beginning of the year? This new charter school?
Yeah.
And then it was like the principal that they hired, and it was just a mess.
She was reporting.
And then she was suing them.
Yes, suing.
Well, apparently that lawsuit was dismissed.
Yep.
By Judge Poole, and the Lead Academy put out the statement, we're grateful that Judge Poole dismissed all counts of the lawsuit filed. Our focus continues to be providing high-quality education, blah, 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 things you should say, you're supposed to say. But, yeah, I just wanted to remind folks that that was ongoing and the judge dismissed the suit.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how that even began that way. Just what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still an unanswered question.
Is that principal, wasn't she still employed there?
No, they tried to fire her, and then they were forced to put her back on the payroll.
Yeah, and then she had these lawsuits.
All right, now, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. So it was, I think they were trying to apply, you know, because charter schools do have a little more leeway with
yep.
how their hiring contracts, which is part of why you would go to a charter school instead of a traditional school. It's just some slight differences in administration. And I think the principal that was the issue here was trying to apply the traditional school standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think this was dismissed. But I wanted to bring that up real quick because I saw that in passing as the weekend did
I think
last
it
week,
got so. Conveniently buried.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is.
Yeah.
This Corona, the Rona is just taking over. So that and Tiger King.
Tiger King.
You still got to watch that, Jack.
Tiger King.
Jack Campbell, you got to watch Tiger King. Please.
Please. You know, it's so funny, Joey. I was, and I can't imagine why I was doing this. I had it, my car was on 93.1 over the weekend, and it was Jay's Gamer Show.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they, somebody, I think, mentioned Tiger King on there. And I got tickled because you just told me about it last week. And anyway, I thought it was hilarious.
It's so bizarre. It's like watching a train wreck, and it gets a little dark at some points, but it's just, like, it's real.
It's
like,
real.
It's, and, like, these are real people with these lives? Wow.
And I want to have Jack Campbell's legal opinion on some of the things going on there.
Well, I'm a bit, now, I hate to tell you, I'm kind of a big animal rights activist.
Then you will love this because it really exposes, it really exposes a lot there, Jack, in that sense. All the millions of dollars that were spent of these people fighting back and forth, they asked, well, how much of that, you know, money actually went to help the tigers there in their habitat? Not one penny.
Yeah, zero.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we got to hit this top of the hour break. And again, folks, this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. Jack, you going to hang on the phones here?
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to, that's
I'm enjoying this.
I don't have anywhere to go.
It's good talking to you. And yeah, it's fun kind of having you captive. It's
it is.
I mean, you can always just hang up. But
I'm not going to hang up.
Please don't. Down. More news and views as we come back, folks. 272-9228. We can conference you through here. If you'd like to talk to me, Joey Clark, or Jack Campbell, or Eddie Bader, give us a call. 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig